Okay, today's daf is Bavbasu Daf Tzadi Hey. We started discussing yesterday, and we're going to continue bringing Rayas in the Sugya that's formulated as follows: whether we're Kansinan Hetera Atu Isura or we're not Kansinan Hetera Atu Isura. The context of the discussion of Kansinan Hetera Atu Isura was that there's assumed that when you buy, the Mishnah said that when you buy a grain, there's assumed to be a certain amount of dirt, rocks, beans, something else mixed in the grain that's not actually grain, and a certain percentage that you expect to be a filler with some other stuff. But the question is, what if there's more than the acceptable percentage, right? So if there's more than the acceptable percentage, do we say that once you're you have to sift out the filler, that you need to sift out all of it, or can you sift it down to the acceptable percentage and leave the acceptable amount still in the mixture? So if let's say 10% is the acceptable percentage, and I find that I bought 100 pounds of whatever it is of wheat from you, and it turns out that there's 15 pounds of rocks or beans or something. So we only have to take away 5 pounds of the rocks or beans, or do we need to take away all 15 pounds? So that was Rav Huna's comment on Amud Aleph, that Rav Huna said on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, he said, in Balanafos Minafa Es Kulo, that if you're going to clear it out, you gotta sift out all of it and clear everything out. It's not okay to just knock down 5 pounds of it and bring it down to the acceptable percentage. You have to clear it out entirely. So we left off yesterday, we keep quoting Rayas, whether we're Kones, the Hetera Atu Isura or not. And we left off yesterday, the last raya we quoted was from a case of a shtar sheyesh bo ribis, right? We quoted a raya both from the Reisha and the Seifa of a Mishnah regarding a shtar sheyesh bo ribis, that we said that if there's a shtar sheyesh bo ribis, if there's a shtar that had interest in the shtar, rekonsin also, we make a knas, and the lender does not get to collect not only does he not get to collect the ribbis, according to Rameir, he doesn't even get to collect the keren. Now, the keren, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm allowed to lend you $100, I'm asked to get $100 back. Right? Nothing wrong with that. So, nevertheless, we see that we're kansinan hetera atu isura, that you don't even get the keren back because we make a knas. So the Gemara said, no, shtar sheyesh bo ribbis is different because from the very shask siva of the shtar, you already have violated an isser. But over here, we don't know that any isser was violated, really, meaning it could have been an accident. We don't know that the seller has mixed in 15% of rocks and beans and things that are unacceptable. We don't know that any isser was violated at all. But the example of a shtar sheyesh bo ribbis is, and then the Gemara said, what about the seifa where it says, according to the chachamim, your gov so it should be a raya that the chachamim hold that we're not kones hetera atu isura. So he said that's also a bad comparison because the keren by the ribbis situation is certainly heter, meaning you're certainly allowed to lend $100 on the nas to get $100 back. So the keren is vaday mutter, whereas over here even the keren, even the hetera is not necessarily pashut that it's so mutter, because it could be that the mocher found that his produce was pristine, it was perfect, there was nothing in it. And he said, why am I going to give this guy such perfect produce? And it could be he mixed in biadayim, dirt and beans and other things. And if you mixed it in biadayim, then that's a serious problem. Then he violated an isser. So even the very keren could be, in our case, is not done by Teira. But the example of Ishtar Sheish Baribis, Tosos picks on a couple of interesting points. First of all, Tosos says in Dibur Maskel Kontinoso, Veinugo Velo Keren Velo Ribis, says Tosos Nir Luri, Drab Meir Kones the Gamri, Lahafsir Achov, Afilu Bahoda'a, Obe Edus Acheres. What if the borrower admits, no, I owe $100, right? What does Rameir say? That if you make a shtar sheyesh bo ribis, I lend you money and I say, and we write a shtar that you have to pay me back $150 to my $100. So you don't have to pay me back anything. We ignore the shtar entirely. Good. So what does that mean? We ignore the shtar entirely. That, as far as we know, there's no raya that you have to pay me back money. But what if you say, yes, I owe him $100. I'm moda that I owe him $100. Now do you have to pay $100? Let's say there were Aiden that saw that I lent you the $100. Now do you have to pay back the $100? So says tells us near the read the Rameir Kornis the Gamri, laughs at Achov. Afilu Bodo Bay the Sakharis. No, it's a knas on the on the lender that he loses the money no matter what. He could have all the proof in the world that he lent the money, he loses the money. Means he can't collect anything. Good, and also vod mashma dumi deribis, and the fact that it says ainu gova los keren velos ribis implies that it's the keren is the same thing as ribis, and just like by the ribis I can have all the rayos in the world, I still can't collect it. The keren also I can have all the rayos in the world, and I can't collect it. Then toward the end of Tosos raises another interesting point. It says v'hikshu rivam, that same Tosos, dim yafsid kol chovo, if he's going to be mafsid everything, if he's going to lose everything legamri. If he's going to lose the entire chov, in kin matzinu lo v'chote niskar, who violated the avera when there's a loan with ribis? So the halacha is, the Gemara tells us that it's the malva, the lova, the edim, the sofer, everyone's in violation of an iser l'shtar sheish bo ribis. Anyone who's involved at all, borrower, lender, it doesn't make a difference. Everyone's in violation of an iser. So Frek tells us, wait a second, what are we going to do over here? The borrower borrows $100 from the lender and he agrees, I'll pay you back $150. They get a sofer, they write the shtar. And what do we say? Lender, you're not going to get paid back anything, which means the borrower just got a free $100. But the borrower did an iser, right? Borrowing money by ribis is also an iser. It's not only an iser on the lender, it's an iser on the borrower also. So why should he be niskar? Why should we say chote niskar? Here he's an avarian and he's winning. He wins at the end of the day. That's a shtar kasha Tosfos asks. So says Tosfos, "Vamri d'lo kasha, ke malva shemraviach kansu beguf atu shavach umitoch kach yizhar." The point is, it's supposed to be a deterrent. It's supposed to be a deterrent to get people not to lend with ribis anymore, not to borrow with ribis anymore. So the malva who lent the money, there's a major enticement for him to lend with ribis, meaning it's a great money-making opportunity for him to lend with ribis. So since he could be marviach so much, so we make a knas on him that you're going to lose. And if you lose, if he knows that there's a chance he's going to lose everything, that will be a tremendous deterrent that he's not going to want to lend money with ribis. Avla love, in bameliknos kideshi zaher shemitchila almanas lufroa hu love. Meaning, shemitchila almanas lufroa love. Meaning, the love, what kind of knas are we going to make? We're going to make a knas what? That he has to pay back the ribis? We're not going to make a knas like that. That he's going to have to pay back the ribis. We're not going to force him to do the iser of paying back ribis, right? So what's the worst knas we're going to do? Pay back the money that you borrowed. That's not a knas. That's a deterrent. When you tell the guy, if you borrow $100, you have to pay back $100, it's not a deterrent at all. Adrabah. Whenever anyone borrows money, it's almanas to pay it back. It's not going to serve any purpose to have the lover pay back the $100. And Adrabah, all it's going to do is make the malva realize, man, I didn't lose anything. You know, at least I didn't lose anything. So if you want to make a knas that's effective, then you have to go back to what the point of the knas is. If the point of the knas is to serve as a deterrent, it's going to work much better on the malva when the malva loses his ribis. That's how Tosfos answers. Other achronim give different interpretations. Rabbi Kivegra, the Mishnayis, says that the lover, he says there's a fundamental difference between the malva and the lova in terms of the violation of the isra of ribis. The malva violates from the moment of the loan. He says the lova only violates from the shas piron, from the moment that he pays back. So he didn't do an avera, because he never paid back yet. So since he didn't do an avera, meaning yes, the Gemara says that everyone's in violation of an avera when it comes to ribis. That's assuming the deal goes through, and they actually do the ribis. But since the lova is only in violation from the Shas Piron, and the Piron didn't happen yet, the payment didn't happen yet, so Mela, there's no Avera, there's nothing to talk about. So there's no, there's nothing to be Koneis him for. He doesn't deserve any Knas. Okay, that's one Tosos. Another Tosos, that a couple of interesting Aros, is Tosos Dibra Maskel the Chum Momrin. Right, the Chum say that you're Gove Es HaKeren when you lend with Ribis, but not the Ribis itself. Says Tosos, the Kashalari. The lama hashtar kasher, given she'edim over in alos simon. Tosfos asks a very fundamental question. As we just said, everyone's in violation of something in a ribis deal, including the edim. Goves hakeren sounds like we're assuming that we trust the shtar to tell us that a loan happened, and therefore the $100 that was lent, we forced the malva to the lova to pay back. Right? That's goves hakeren. So Frek tells us, why would we trust the shtar for anything? You know who signed the shtar? Edim, who violated Nisra D'oraisa, of signing a shtar of ribbis. These are avaryanim. How can you trust them? Right? They're in violation of nisa daraisa. Gemara says in Bamitzia. Okay, granted, it's an iser where they're not edim of chamas, meaning they're not psule edus because they violated an iser of chamas. They're not stealing anything in the sense that they don't gain anything monetarily from doing this, right? At least the parties of the shtar gain something monetarily, and therefore you would think they're for sure possible. The edim, you would say, well, it's no different than telling lashon hara or any other avera that people do all the time. Is it going to possible them from edus? So says the Gemara, Kaimelon Kabaye, the avarian ochel nevelos lahachus possible. Yeah, if you're an avarian that does that ochel nevelos lahachus, eats non kosher lahachus, not just l'teavon, or it serves as an aid on a shtar of ribbis lahachus, so then you're possible edus. So therefore, Frektosus, we have a kasha. How can we trust the shtar at all, even legabe the keren? So he says, lomer de mayri kigon she ein nikra ribis b'shtar, el kos of stam ploni lava mi ploni mana, ve'idim ha'yisfurum shaya kol keren. And don't say, says Tosos, that the case is, the echitimtza is, that the shtar was worded in a way where it was not self-evident that there was ribis involved. All it says is that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. And the Eidim maybe had no idea ribis was involved when they signed the shtar. Vachach noda shayibo ribis. And then later it was revealed that there was a deal that there was going to be ribis over here. The perikaze uneshach m'shan Rabbi Yochanan he destroyed chavam k'dam psulin afilu temer rabban gzera shem yigva mizman rishon v'im ein nikra ribis b'shtar sheyesh bo ribis nami nigzer shem yigva gam haribis b'toras karen. He says, no, because at least we should make a gzera. Even if it's not nikr mitocho, it should still make a gzera. Ve'ein lomar, and says, don't answer me, delakach sherin, shlo asushuma, that they're kasher because they never did an evaluation of the financials, kivin shenikra ribis mitocho shtar, lo yava ligvos haribis al yidei shtar zeh. V'hadetanan be'ezu neshech, she'idim ovrim belos ha'say, henuk she'ein haribis b'shtar nikr. He says that it could be that that if the ribis is nicker in the shtar, they're never going to be able to collect the ribis through the shtar because there's no shuma of the exact evaluation of the property in the shtar. But when we say eidim that are over below, so says when there's no ribis b'shtar, when there's no ribis nicker in the shtar, says don't say that also because again a gemara against that. Fine, all these don't says. So what is the answer? Bottom line, second wide line. V'yesh lomar. Says, what makes a person possible edus? We have to suspect that he would lie, that he doesn't care about the system. Meaning, the fact that a guy tells lashon hara once in a while is a possible edus. The fact that a guy, everyone does averus once in a while. Is that every avera person is going to do possible edus? No, it has to be that there's something fundamental that we're not going to trust him about. Right, so yes, it's an issa d'oraisa to be edim on a shtar that has ribbis. And if the guy knows that it's an issa d'oraisa, and he does it anyway, l'hachis, we don't trust that he values the system of halacha. But most people don't realize that. If you ask the average person on the street, who's the issa of ribbis against? He'll tell you, it's against the malva, it's not allowed to do it, the lova is not allowed to do it, co-signers is doing a bad thing. But if all I'm doing is witnessing, I saw this happen, I'm just signing that, I saw that these two people made an agreement, most people would assume that they're not in violation of anything, they're not doing anything wrong, they just saw what happened, they just witnessed an agreement. So since most people don't realize that it's a problem, therefore they're not going to be compasulados, kidam rinan, lo sachmo l'inshi below dami mashmalahu, that lo sachmo, most people assume, let's say the violation of lo sachmod, that you can't covet something that belongs to somebody else. Most people assume that that means if I don't pay for it. But if I pay for it and I get it from the guy, then I didn't violate lo sachmod. So what if you have a guy who violates lo sachmod and therefore pressures someone into selling him something and he pays for it? He's not going to be pasleidos because, yes, he violated one of the Ten Commandments. Absolutely. With a vav, without a vav, he violated one of the Ten Commandments. But what did he do in the end of the day? In the end of the day, he doesn't realize or he doesn't think he did anything terribly wrong because he paid for it. So that's why he's not going to be pasul edus. Inami, kon sheish edim shoyu anusin makmos nefashos, or maybe we're talking about an edim over here that were anus, that were whose lives were being threatened to participate, and therefore they participated in this deal. But and therefore they're not avaryanim, they're not rishayim for doing so. Okay, so anyway, that's the possibility Tosfos raises. The Ketzos and Siman Beis raises another possibility. He says, no, maybe the fact that Edom become pasul when they sign a shtar of ribis, it's true they do become pasul edus, but maybe it's only mikanul haba, right? Maybe it's not from here; it's mikanul haba, right? It's like the Gemara has a discussion about Ketzos compares it to shchita and Shabbos, right? So if a person shechts on Shabbos, is the animal kosher? Is it not kosher? Now, wait a second. Isn't he a mumar as soon as he's shechting the animal? Because he's mechal Shabbos. So mikanul haba. Once the shechita is over, any shechita that he does after that, so obviously he's a mechal Shabbos, we're not going to accept. But it only works mikanul haba. It doesn't start from right now. It doesn't start with the action itself that is the iser. It only starts after that iser was done. So it says maybe the psul edus is only going forward, but it doesn't go on this action itself. Okay, let's go back in the Gemara now. Four lines from the bottom of the page on the side, Dalet and Beis, still bringing rayas, whether we're kones hetera atu isura or not kones hetera atu isura. Says Gemara raya, Tashma, detani ravin bar rav nachman, lo as hamosubu vachu maksir, lo maksir lo as kol harvayim kulan. What's the case? So Rashbam fills in the details over here, that if a guy says, base korafar ni mochalach, right, mida b'chavel, a guy says, I'm going to sell you a base korafar, and if he says, hein cheser, hein yeser, give or take a base kor of afar, so even if there's off by a rova l'sa'a, one rova for each sa'a, or he was mosif rova l'sa'a, he's off in one direction or the other, then it's a binding sale, right? We assume that there's a certain, when you say hein chaser hein yeser, when you say give or take, there's a certain margin of error that we allow for, right? But then we say yes, Mikain, if it's more than that, if you're beyond the margin of error, so we said you have to make a cheshbon and give back the error, right? Because you're beyond the margin of error. So what does the Gemara say over there? So Ravin says in the Gemara, not only is the mosar on the margin of error returned, you have to return back the entire error. Meaning, if the margin of error is, you can have 5% margin of error. It's rova l'saba. Let's just use percentages. Let's say the margin of error l'mashal is 5%, and it turned out that you gave him 10% too little. You gave him 90% of the property you're supposed to give him. So do you have to give him just another 5% to get to within the margin of error that we allow for? Or do you have to, no, make up for the entire deal? You have to give him what you had promised to originally give him. So what does it say over there? Tani Ravin Bar Rav Nachman Loas Amosubul Vadu Maxel Maxelos Kala Ravan Kulan. Not only the Moser, not only the extra beyond the margin of error do you need to return, you need to give back everything. You need to give back with the entire error and make it and be precise. Alma Hechidvaya Aduri Kula Mahader. So it sounds like when you have to give something back, so Kula Mahader, you give back the entire thing. So therefore it's a Raya that we are Kones. Hetera atu isura. So says Gemara, no, hachi hashti. You can't bring a raya. It's a faulty comparison to our case. Hasam hein cheser hein yasir. Amrle mi reveal lo chashiv yasir. Mi reveal lo chashiv yasir. Mi reveal chashiv. The kivin de chazile b'tishus kavin havila ara chashivasa ba'ape nafsha v'hadra. Says the way to view a piece of land when you're off in terms of the amount that's acceptable in the land is that any additional piece of land is like a brand new deal. It's like an entirely new piece of land. And therefore, when you're off on it, you have to return the entire thing. Whereas over here, the issue is the sale and what's an acceptable amount of psoles that's going to be included in the that's going to be included in the grain that's being sold, right? If you look at Rashbam, it's a long Rashbam. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just a basic Rashbam on Tzai Dalar and Beis. Hachi Ashta Hasim Gavi Beis Kor Afar Mida Bechavel Ani Morchalach Bedinu De Maxilos Kala Revayim. Right, it makes sense that you should pay back everything. To make Karlo Akni Ne Mocher Midi Be Yisur Al Midas Hachavel. Why do we allow for any margin of error in that case? Only because you use that magic phrase, more or less, right? It's only because you said hein cheser hein yeser that we allow for any margin of error. Avon the stama lo avakani yaser ala beis kor vafilu kol shehu. But had you not used that phrase, we would have said, look, you said it's going to be a base core. It has to be precisely a base core. Hilkach kivin dika davar gadol kol kach, yesi mirova l'sa'a, lava mechila klal. So we assume that if you're going to be off by more than the margin of error, we're going to assume that the person is not mochel anything. Dekarka chashavu b'fnei atzmo, each parcel of land, each little tiny piece of land is considered to be a davar chashav in its own right. And there's not any assumed mechila on land. Because he says, ein chesre, ein yeser, so we allow for something. But once we go beyond that, we assume, no, there's no mechila here anymore. And the mechila goes away, and therefore you need to reimburse the entire thing. Whereas in our case, even without saying ein chesre, ein yeser, when you're selling grain, and there's some dirt mixed in, there's some beans mixed in, it's understood that up to 10% is going to be dirt or beans or other things that are mixed in. And that is mechila without saying ein chesre, ein yeser. It's a presumed mechila. So maybe that's what you mean when you buy, when you buy a bushel of wheat, you mean I'm buying, you know, pretty much what I told you, except with the 10%, I realize there's going to be dirt and beans mixed in. I just know that that's the way it is. And that's the assumption, and that's what you intended to buy to begin with. So therefore, that's not a good raya. Says the Gemara, another attempt at a raya. Tashma, ha'ona'a. Pachos mishtos nikne mekach. Ona'a, if something is mispriced by less than 1/6, the sale is binding. Yosem mishtos batal mekach. If it's mispriced by more than 1/6, the sale is invalid. Shtos kana umakzer ona'a. If it's off by exactly 1/6, so the sale is binding, and you just return the ona'a. So in fact, the Gemara, what does it mean you return the ona'a? If the item was supposed to cost $10, whatever, it's off by a six. Let's say it's off by precisely the amount. So what do you return exactly? So you return the entire amount that it's off by, right? If it was supposed to cost $10, you make sure you bring the price back down to $10, right? You don't allow for any mispricing. You return all the ona'a. Amai lehedar ad pachos mishtos. Why do you return the whole thing? Maybe it's just if you're off by exactly 1/6. So I'll tell you what to do: return a penny. And then you'll be off by less than 1/6, and then you say it's nikna mekach. Now you're within the margin of error. And then you're allowed to be within the margin of error. But what do you see? We don't say that. We say you return back the entire amount that you're off. Shmamina kol hechi d'vay la'aduri kulam ha'ader. Then whenever you have to return something, you return it. You return the entire thing. So we see we are kone satera atu isura. So it's a raya. Says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Hachi asha. Now, over there, when you made the deal, you made a deal hoping to get a fair price. If it's less than a sixth of a mispriced, people aren't so familiar with that, with prices to such precision, and therefore a person is willing to be mochel. But shtos yediya v'lo machalinish. And exactly a sixth, the person may be familiar with it, and you're not going to be mochel. Yesem yishtos mekach talos hu batal mekach. And more than a sixth is a complete mekach talos. But the bottom line is, your intention at the beginning was to buy something for fair market price. Now, the whole margin of error is just recognition of the fact that people aren't so familiar with exactly what fair market price is. But your clear intention was to buy something at fair market price. And therefore, if you're off by a sixth, you need to bring it back to the fair market price. As opposed to in our case, when you're buying the wheat, your intention at the beginning is when I buy wheat, there's going to be some beans and dirt mixed in with it. Not because I'm making a mistake, not because anyone's making a mistake. Just because that's the way it is. It grows in a field, and there's a lot of dirt there, and that's just the way it's bundled. That's the way it's packaged. It's like we gave the mashal yesterday. You buy a bag of potato chips, you understand there's going to be air in there. Right? You understand that it's not going to be filled with potatoes. It's just the way it's packaged. It's just the way it's done. So it's not anyone's fooling you. You know exactly what you're getting. So therefore, it lives up to the original agreement. Fine. Tashma, another raya. Let's say you accept a field from your friend to work on. You're supposed to plant the field. So I raise a makabel of eser burios lemeya. So you, the person who's who's giving you his field to plant is going to be mekabel a certain amount of trees that are that don't produce anything, a certain percentage of trees that don't produce anything. 10% of the trees, if they're unable to produce fruit, he understands that that's normal. That you're not going to win every time, you're not going to hit a home run with every tree that you plant. Some of them are going to grow beautiful fruits, some of them are going to grow less beautiful fruits, and some of them won't grow anything. And he's willing to accept that. He's willing to accept that there's going to be eser burios, that there's going to be up to 10% of a problem. Yosemi can, what if there's 11 out of the 100 are burios? So then how much do you have to compensate him for? Megalgal in a love as a kol. So we say, what do you compensate him for? Everything. You have to pay back for all 11. So what do you see? Point is that that we're kones hetera atu isura. Why don't you just have to pay back the right? Says Rashbam in the second medium-sized line. Megalgal alef esakol yitalo yur alef ilanos tachtayen. You need to remove those 11 trees that aren't producing anything and plant 11 new trees in their place, right? The hashalek of mechila klal. There's no mechila whatsoever. Ula el nami in balinafos menafes kulo kravuna. And therefore, it's a raya that Rav Huna one daf ago and daf tzadi dalad amenalef was correct. That once you're cleaning out the dirt and the beans from the grain, you clean it all out. You don't just clean out back down to the proper percentage. So it says where no. Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua kol yasser mikan kebalita mitchila dami. Rav Huna says not a raya. Because anytime you're beyond 10 trees, so then it's ki'ilu, you're coming to plant as a separate job. It's just like you're starting the job anew. We don't view it as part of the whole. We view it as its own separate unit. Says Rashbam, Amar Rav Huna Breit Yehoshua, Kol Yasser, May Eser Burios, anything more than 10 trees that don't produce, Lekuf, for every 100, Ein Lanu L'chai V'lachs V'lita HaYasser Al Eser Ilanos Levad, Darehu Ba'osomos, we don't make him plant only that which is beyond the number 10. Darehu Ba'osomos, Kishvalita also, Kilu Ba'achshav Lita Sada Achar, Mitchiladami, because when we view that extra as if it's coming to plant a brand new field. Sharikarka harbe ye sharoi lita, because there's a huge piece of land in front of you, there's a lot of room to plant. The chash of sada shali bifnei atzmo. So since you have that much to deal with, it's all considered its own chash of a sada. Vareu kilu lo asa klum, meaning we no longer view it as a percentage of the original. Once you're beyond 10, we don't view it as a percentage of the original. We view it as if you're now being hired to plant these trees. We view it as a separate job, right? So it's as if you never did anything. Because you were mekabel a field to plant, and if you have more than 10 trees that need to be planted, you still have a field to plant. You still haven't done anything, because 10 trees defines a field. When the Balabais says, plant for me this field, he means plant the entire thing. And you're not considered to have fulfilled your Tanai if there are 11 trees that aren't producing anything. And therefore, when you go back to plant, you plant them all, because it's as if you're beginning right now to be mekayim your tanai. Ubi ilan echad sheita lav klumhu sharov shel sada nishtayir adayin shelonato. And if you were to only plant one, well, then the majority of what you're supposed to plant right now goes unplanted, and therefore that's not a fulfillment of your tanai. But what if there were 10 trees that were left that were not producing? Let's say there were 10 out of 100 that weren't producing any fruits. The balasada doesn't really care so much. That's considered a small enough percentage that he doesn't care. And that's where we say that only when it hits 11 do we say that it's as if there's a whole field that was unplanted. So that's in the case of the trees. That's not comparable to our case of the dirt in the grain. Avogabi tinofes, yesi mirova lasa, kivan de rova shchiach machil, ki ikat fe mirova nami, hamosar yishalim, va rova machil. Since a person is always mochel, that rova of dirt or beans or whatever it is, mixed into his grain, so when you're off by more than that percentage, so just get it back down to that percentage. We don't say, the hasa, the halakal meimar, hasam called Yesamirova Kabbalah Hachsalos Asamit Chiladami. We don't say anything beyond the Rova, it's as if it's a brand new deal. No, the deal was, I'm selling you a Sa together with a Rova Tinofes. That's just the way it works. And when you give more than a Rova of Tinofes, so the Mecher is Kayim, you just have to reimburse him for the extra. That's the Chilik between our case and the case of the trees. Fine, period. Says the Gemara Vayter. Martav Shalyayim. The Mishnah went on to say that if you sell a wine cellar, so the guy is Mekabel Eser Kosasos Lemeya. 10 Kosasos for 100. What are kosasos? So kosasos is not vinegar, right? It's not that it's totally soured. Kosasos is wine that's you're gonna need to drink quickly because it's turning bad, right? It's not completely bad, but it's starting to sour. So it's certainly not gonna last very long. So says the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case where 10% is an acceptable percentage of bad wine? What exactly what precisely is the case? Martev shel yayin stam kasha. If you're going to say that the case is, I told you I'm selling you a martev shel yayin, and that's it. I never said anything more than that. Didn't say martev zeh, didn't say anything, just said martev shel yayin. So it's not going to fit with our Mishnah. We're going to see soon why. Martev zeh shel yayin, and if he said I'm going to sell you martev zeh of yayin, kasha. It's also not going to fit with our Mishnah. We're going to see that the halacha is not going to be 10% either. How do we know? So says the Gemara, let's explain. If you said Martiv Zeh, it's not going to fit with our Mishnah, the 10% to Tanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows. Martiv shal yayin ani mochalach, nosan lo yayin shekulu yafa. If I tell you I'm selling you Martiv shal yayin, so that first case in the brisa is a case of Martiv Stam, right? So what do we say? What's the halacha? Do you have a 10% leeway? No. You have to give kulo yafa. You have to give every single barrel of wine. It has to be perfect. It can't be turning bad. Martev zeh shel yayin ani mochalach. If you say martev zeh shel yayin, right? So then I'm selling you nosan lo yayin anim korbechanos. Then you can give wine that's sold in the stores to be drunk right away. Meaning, all of it can be kosasos. Once you say martev zeh shel yayin, well, this is the martev that I have. Right? It's something that's all ready to be drunk right now. Hope you don't plan on hanging on to it for too long because it's going to turn sour soon. Right? So all of it is allowed to be kosas. Martev zeh ani mochalach, right? If you didn't say martev zeh shel yayin, you just said martev zeh ani mochalach, the third possibility that we have, afilu kulu chometz yigiyo. Once you say martev zeh, and you didn't even say shel yayin, it doesn't even have to be wine. Right? Then it could even be chometz. Then the whole thing could be vinegar. So where do we ever have that 10% of kosasos is acceptable? And more than 10% of kosasos is not acceptable. It doesn't fit any of the cases in this brisa. So says Gemara Liola Amdi Amrle Martiv Shel Yayin Stam. It's a case where you said Martiv Shel Yayin Stam. Aye, but didn't the brisa say that when you say Martiv Shel Yayin Stam, that it has to be Kulo Yafos? It's an iberation of the brisa, Umakabel of Es Kosos Lemeya. Yeah, add in a line to the ratio of the brisa. You have to add in to the ratio of the brisa. Yes, it's all supposed to be yafos, but we're mekabel if it's up to 10% that are turning bad, as long as they're not totally bad. So, frankly, Gemara bistami mekabel. Is that true? Are we mekabel in a situation of stam? Are we really mekabel 10% of bad stuff? Rabbi Chiya taught that if you sell wine to your friend, you're supposed to give him wine that's kulo yafe. You're supposed to give him wine that's all good. So says Gemara, no, shiny chavis to kulo chachamru. Yeah, that's if you sell a chavis of yayin lechaver. If I sell you a barrel of wine, you can't say, right, we don't assume that 10% of the barrel could be souring. It's not even a physical possibility. The 10% of the barrel could be souring. The barrel might be souring by 10% or something, 10% towards souring, but there's no such thing as 10% of it being souring. It's all one barrel. So, of course, you can't have 10% of it souring. Then it's obviously, it's supposed to be 100% good. If you say I'm selling you a martiv shel yayin, you have to give me wine that's totally good. Martiv zeh shel yayin imochalach nosin lo yayin shekulu yafe umekabel of esekos lemeya. Right? We have that. It says if you say martiv zeh shel yayin, that's where you mekabel esekos lemeya. Vizeu otsa shanucham mishnasenu, and that's the otsa that the Mishnah was talking about. Elam asnisanami da amrle zeh. So it says the Gemara, okay, fine, you're right. So the case of our Mishnah, where we said that up until 10% is acceptable to be kosasos, is not the case where you say it's Stam, it's the case where you say Zeh. Because we see often in Braisa that that if you say Zeh, that you're allowed to have up until 10%. It says the Gemara, Kasha Zeh Zeh. But wait a second, we have two Braises. One Braise says that if you say Zeh, they could all be kosasos. The next Braise says, no, if you say Zeh, they all have to be Yafos. But 10% could be kosasos. So it's Kasha Zeh Zeh. The two braces about Zed don't fit in with each other. It says Mar Lokash, it's not a steer at all. Hadam le mikveh, hadalam le mikveh. Depends if he told him that he's supposed to use the wine for cooking, or if he's not supposed to use it for cooking. So what would you think? Cooking is worse or better? I mean, cooking, you're allowed to, you can have more kosasos or less kosasos. So I would have thought cooking, you're allowed to have more kosasos, because come on, it's only cooking wine. It doesn't have to be so good anyway, right? It's not like you're going to drink the wine. Says Gemara, no, the exact opposite. Rav Zvid amalei the mikveh. Braisa de lo amalei the mikveh. Rav Zvid's case is where he said you can use it for cooking. So in the case where you can use it for cooking, that's where it has to be 90% has to be good. Only 10% can be kosasos. But the Braisa, which said that it can all be kosasos, that's talking about where you didn't say that you can use it for cooking. What's the svara? So the Rashbam explains that when you use wine for cooking, you don't drink it all at one shot. You put a lot away, and you save it for later, whatever. So it's meant to be kept around for a while. So if I'm buying wine, it's meant to be kept around for a while, it better not be souring already, because then it's going to be vinegar soon enough. Whereas when I'm going to use wine to drink, I'm going to drink it right away. And therefore, we accept more of the kosasos. Good. So that's how you have to explain it. Hilchah Martiv Shel Yain Vamalei Mikvah Nosan LeYain Shekulu Yafeh. Right. So if you say Martiv Shel Yain and you say that it's supposed to be used for cooking, it's supposed to be used for a porridge or something. So then you give him wine that's Kulu Yafeh. Martiv Ze Shel Yain Vamalei Mikvah Nosan LeYain Shekulu. Right. When you just say Martiv Shel Yain, you don't even say Ze. So there's no discussion. Even if you, it adds in Vamalei Mikvah, but I don't even think that's necessary. Right. That phrase in that case is even necessary. Right, lechori, even if you don't say the mikveh, if you just say matav shaliyain, I'm selling you. Right, Pashto says it should have to be It should have to be all good anyway. I think. Right, matav zeshaliyain vamalei the mikveh. If you say matav zeshaliyain and you say yeah, and it's meant to be used for cooking, nosan lo yain shekulu yafeh umakabel avesra kosos lemeya. So you give him wine that's all good, right? Except for 10%. He's makabel. He's mochel on 10%. Martiv zeshel yain v'lom le mikveh. If you say I'm giving you martiv zeshel yain and I never tell you that it's to be used for cooking, nos le yain and nimkar b'chanos, then you give them all kosasos. Then you just give them with the wine that's sold in the store, meaning in a bar that people are going to drink right there, and therefore it could already be kosasos. Fine, period. That's the so the, we're going to just see the rest of the daf is really just about different lashonos of what's acceptable when you say different things. So Yibayilahu, Martiv Shalyayin V'lorim Alei L'mikveh Mai. What's the halach if you say Martiv Shalyayin and you don't say the mikveh, right? Meaning I said it's a davar pashut, right? When we just formulated these three formulations, so the first one we said if you just say Martiv Shalyayin Stam and you say L'mikveh, we said it all has to be good. So what if you don't say the mikveh? So I thought it was davar pashut based on the Brisa Namar Aleph, that of course it all has to be good. Says Gemara, not so pashut. Pligi Be'er, this is what happens when I'm not prepared. I don't know what's happening three lines later. Pligi Be'er Ravacha V'Ravina, Chasna last night. Pligi Be'er Ravacha V'Ravina, Chad Amar Mekabel V'Chad Amar Lo Mekabel. So it's Machlokas Ravacha and Ravina. One says he's Mekabel some kosos, others say, no, he's not Mekabel anything. Mandar Mekabel, the one who says Mekabel is Medayik in who? Diyek Mid Rav Zvid, is Medayik in the wording of Rav Zvid. Why? The Katani, Mativ Shalyayin Ani Mochalach, Nos No Yayin Shekulo Yafeh. Right? That Rav Zvid said that when you say Mativ Shalyayin Ani Mochalach, you have to give wine that's all good. But for Ukimna, the Ukimta that we made is Tamle the Mikveh. The Ukimta that we made in Rav Zvid is that you said that it's the Mikveh, that it's to be used for cooking. So what do we see? Time of Damalei the Mikveh. Why do you have to give him wine that's 100% good? That's because you told him Martiv Shalyayin Stam and you said the Mikveh, so therefore it has to be good. Halo Amalei the Mikveh Mekabel. Sounds like if you don't say the Mikveh, then we accept a little bit of a margin of error, right? So that's okay. Good. So, one second. If you're Mekabel, though, just thinking out loud for a second, if you're Mekabel by Martiv Stam, and you don't say the mikveh, mekabel up to 10%. Why did Rav Zvid have to make the ukimta in our Mishnah in a case where you say martiv zeh? Right? You came to our Mishnah. It said, oh, in our Mishnah, when you accept 10% of kosos, must be where he said martev zeh. Why do you have to add that ukimta in? Just make it that it's martev stam, and he's mekabel anyway. He's mekabel 10%. Right? It's a kasha. Tosis asks it in top kasha. Tema l'didei amai muki rav zid masnisin traboshia ubedam le martev zeh shliayin nimochlach from le mikva lukim masnisin below le mikva ubedam le martev shliayin stam. Right, let it just be Martiv Shalayin Stam, you didn't say the mikvah, and therefore we assume that it's a 10%. Instead of making the Ukimta of Martiv Zeshalayin, and right, so make the Ukimta where you didn't say Martiv Zeh, you just said Martiv Stam, and Lomalay the mikvah. So if it's true that you're Makabel, Bam Kasha, I don't know. Umandir Malom Makabel, okay, now just explaining the other tzad. Umandir Malom Makabel, the shita that says that you're not Makabel when you just say Martiv Shalayin Stam, Diek mi brisa, medayik from the brisa, which is what I was saying before. Diktani martiv shliyain ani mochelach nosan liyain shekula yafe. Right, the brisa says that if you tell a guy I'm giving you a martiv shliyain, you have to give him wine that's kula yafe. And we had two other cases in the brisa as well, martiv zeh shliyain and martiv zeh. Vukimna, but the ukimta that we made on the brisa is the lor malei lemikvah, where you didn't say it's the mikvah that it's to be used for cooking. So and therefore, the whole brisa is talking about where you didn't say it's to be used for cooking. So if you say I'm selling you a matav shliyayin stam and you don't say the mikvah, we see that's what the brisa is saying. It has to be kula yafe. Fine. So that's the machlokas. Says Gemara Luman to daik midrosvid kasha brisa. It's great, but the one who's medayik from Rosvid, what's he going to do with the brisa? So chisur mechsra v'achiktani. You have to add in some words to the brisa. It's chisur mechsra. This is what the brisa should say. Ba'med v'armamur medam alei l'mikveh. That when is our brisa talking about? It's only when he said the mikveh. Halom alei l'mikveh mekabel. But if you don't say the mikveh, then he is mekabel, a certain margin of error. Umartiv zeshel yayin v'lo amar alei l'mikveh. Meaning the point is the yukimta that we made in the brisa was that you don't say it's the mikveh. So what does he have to do? He has to say no. Case number two in the brisa that we're trying to relate to our mishnah is the lo amalei lemikveh. But case number one in the brisa is the amalei lemikveh. How do you have case number one talking about different than case number two? You just have to add in a line b'medvar mamurim, and then between the two cases, and therefore it works out great, right? You add in this line b'medvar mamurim where you say the mikveh, but you don't say the mikveh. Then it's mekabel and martiv zeh shliyayin v'lo amalei lemikveh nosel yayin and imkor b'chanos. I lemanda daik mi brisa kashet rav zvid. Do kimna dar malei lemikveh? Halo amalei lemikveh mekabel. So the implication of Rav Zvid is that if you don't say the mikveh, he is mekabel. So what's the one who's medayik from the brisa who says that you're not mekabel? What's he going to do? So who adin da afagav de lo amalei lemikveh lo mekabel? No, it could be that even if that you shouldn't make any diukim in Rav Zvid. Just because Rav Zvid was talking about a case where amalei lemikveh and we say he was not mekabel does not mean that lo amalei lemikveh he is mekabel. It could be that lo amalei lemikveh that if you never told him this for cooking, he's also not mekabel. Any margin of error. Vaidu kimna damalei lemikveh, and that which Rav Zvid made in Dafka made in Ukimta that it's talking damalei lemikveh, mishum dekasha ze azeh. You have to say that it's amalei lemikveh because otherwise you have a problem with the stira between ze azeh. But in the case of stam, there's no stira in stam on stam. The whole stira was only in the case of ze versus ze. The stam, we never had a stira, and therefore you don't have to make the Ukimta in the case of stam. Okay, we'll stop here. Apologize.